From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting the White House is ready to welcome Aung San Suu Kyi. When President Obama met with Myanmar's Aung San Suu Kyi at her home in Rangoon in 2014, he pledged continued support for the country's democratic reforms and received assurances that despite difficulties, those reforms would continue. Now it's time for a reality check. VOA's Cindy Sain reports.
It will be her first visit to the U.S. as state counselor and foreign minister. She spent more than 20 years under house arrest in her country, formerly known as Burma. White House officials say the president is eager to hear Aung San Suu Kyi's views on how far the U.S. should go in lifting sanctions against the military-backed government. At Tuesday's State Department briefing, Deputy spokesperson Mark Toner said lifting sanctions is tied to democratic reforms.
We're not ready to pull back all those sanctions yet. Some remain in place, and we always retain the right to continue those as long as we feel they're useful.
Cindy Sain, VOA News, the White House.
A Syrian ceasefire brokered by the United States and Russia appears to be generally holding across that war-torn country. However, aid distribution to besieged towns and areas, a key part of the deal, remains on hold, with the Syrian government insisting any humanitarian assistance to the city of Aleppo has to be coordinated with Damascus. Aid agencies say they're waiting in other cases for guarantees of safe passage, not just from President Bashar al-Assad's regime, but also from other warring parties. Stefan de Mistura, the U.N. Special Envoy to Syria, told reporters there's been a significant drop in violence. VOA News. President Barack Obama has set a goal to admit about 10,000 more refugees to the country. That number, some 110,000, is more than his stated initial goal and about 30% higher than this year. The last time the U.S. set a resettlement goal as high as Obama's was during Bill Clinton's presidency in 1995, when Clinton agreed to accept 112,000 refugees. During the 2015 fiscal year, the U.S. admitted just 70,000 refugees. A report, which was obtained by Politico, said the Obama administration wants to admit a significantly higher number of refugees from Syria next year after it met its 2016 goal of 10,000 a month before it had planned to. Former Israeli President Shimon Peres was in critical but stable condition Wednesday morning after he suffered a major stroke on Tuesday and experienced heavy bleeding of the brain. The 93-year-old Nobel laureate remained hospitalized in the intensive care unit of a hospital in Ramat Gan near Tel Aviv. Professor Rafi Walden is Shimon Peres's physician, also his son-in-law.
We're happy to remark that when the sedation was a little lessened, he was reactive. He responded to our appeals to him, and we'll keep very close to him during the day. And hopefully that next time when the sedation will be lessened, we hope again to be able to get in touch with him. Anyway, he's listening and he's understanding what's happening when the sedation is released. So we are hoping for the best.
Despite suffering a mild heart attack in January, Peres has been active in public life since then with a grueling schedule. He's been at the forefront of Israeli public life for nearly 70 years. He served twice as prime minister, along with extended terms as foreign, defense, and finance minister. Former U.S. Secretary of State Colin Powell, in some newly leaked emails, calls Donald Trump a national disgrace and laments Hillary Clinton's attempt to equate her email practices with his. The emails were first reported by BuzzFeed News late Tuesday. Powell, a respected retired general who served under Republican presidential administrations, told BuzzFeed that he does not deny the email's authenticity. In a subsequent statement to NBC News, Powell said the hackers have a lot more of his emails. In the emails, Powell said he stayed relatively quiet during the rise of Trump, the Republican presidential nominee. To go on and call him an idiot just emboldens him, said Powell. He criticized Clinton aides for tying him into the controversy over the Democratic nominee's use of a private email server while she was Secretary of State. I'm Ira Melman.
That's the latest world news from VOA.